people are put on this earth to encourage the rest of us. In fact, each one of us can probably think of someone like that in our lives. And they are such incredibly special people. Problem is, half the time, they don't realize what a God-given gift they have. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we continue with the next message in a series called Discovering Your Gig in Life. Have you ever been in a room full of people, large or small, and you take a look around? They're all so different. You look around the room like that, even with just 10 or 20 people in it, and no two are alike. Even identical twins, they might look the same, but they tend to be quite different as people, with different motivations and drivers and talents, and we're all so different. And that is as it was always meant to be. Imagine how boring this world would be if everybody was just like me or just like you. God had a plan to make us all different, with different strengths and weaknesses, so that I can be a blessing to you and you can be a blessing to me. And that is such an awesome thing. That's why last week and again this week on the program, we're looking at the seven main areas of gifting that we all tend to find ourselves fitting into. And as I read through the list, there are a couple that I think, yep, that's absolutely me. And there are others where I shake my head and say, no, not me. But I know someone else who's gifted in that area. You might recall that last week on the program, we spent some time unpacking those different areas of gifting, because I think it's important for each one of us to discover our gig in life, to discover what we're made to be and what we're made to do. And the Apostle Paul writes about this so brilliantly in his letter to the Romans, chapter 12. Let's just take another quick look. He writes, "For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone, don't think of yourselves more highly than you should, but think of yourselves with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith that God's given you." See, just as each one of us has a body with many members, and these members don't all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We've got different gifts according to the grace given to us. If your gift is in prophesying, well, then prophesy in proportion to your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, well, get out there and teach. If it's encouraging, then encourage. If it's contributing to the needs of others, then give generously. If it's leadership, then govern diligently. If it's showing mercy, then do it cheerfully. And last week on the program, we looked at the first few of those seven areas of gifting. The prophet, the one who speaks out on behalf of God, the mouthpiece of God, if you will. The servant, the hands of God, the person whose particular gifting it is to show God's love through practical service. And the teacher, the person with a particular knack for teaching us the things of God in a way that somehow they just drop into our hearts. Well, today we're going to look at the fourth of those, the encourager. If your gift is encouraging, then for goodness sake, encourage people, writes Paul. There are some people in this world with a heart for encouraging others. Maybe you're one of them. I wonder if you can think of one or two others in your life. And those people are such a blessing to be around. Well, what do they look like? Maybe you think, well, maybe I'm an encourager. What are some of the characteristics of somebody with the gift of encouragement? Well, let's go through a bit of a list and have a look. Someone with that gift loves to encourage others to live victoriously. They want to see a visible response when they do that. They prefer to apply the truth rather than to research it. They prefer systems of information that have practical application. They love to describe precise steps of action that can aid personal growth. They love working with people. An encourager encourages other people to develop their personal gifts and ministries. An encourager finds truth in experience and then validates it with Scripture. They love doing personal counseling. They'll discontinue personal counseling if they don't see any effort for that person to change. An encourager tends to be a really good communicator. They see trials as an opportunity for personal growth. They accept people as they are without judging them. If you're an encourager, you're greatly loved because of your personal attitude. People want to be around you. You prefer to witness with life rather than verbally. You make decisions easily. You always complete what you've started. An encourager wants to clear up problems with others really quickly instead of sweeping them under the carpet. An encourager expects a lot of themselves and of other people. And yet an encourager needs a sounding board for bouncing ideas and thoughts. Now, they're the good aspects of someone who's an encourager. And you might say, you know something? A whole bunch of those that I really relate to. Maybe I have this gift from God of being an encourager. But, you know, there are some problem areas too. They tend to interrupt others with eagerness to give opinions or advice. They'll use scriptures out of context to make a point. Maybe they can be cut and dried in prescribing steps of action. They can be outspoken and opinionated. And sometimes they can become a little overly self-confident. But all in all, encouragers are wonderful people. And you know what I love about encouragers in this world? They help us to make the rubber hit the road. See, we all get discouraged sometimes. We do. But the person who's gifted to be an encourager often doesn't even see that they have any valuable gifting at all. They tend not to be the upfront person on the stage or in the spotlight. They tend to be someone who quietly goes around and builds up other people, who just draws alongside with a word of encouragement or rings and says, gee, you did a great job of that, or what about this? And I know one like that. I have a really good friend who's an encourager, and he is just a delight to be around. Now, he doesn't always say things to kind of smooth my ego. Sometimes he'll point out mistakes. But, you know, because he's an encourager, he has a license to do that. He's got an anointing. He's got a gifting for being able to do that. And if you're someone who's an encourager, if that's your gift in life, my prayer for you today is that your heart will just light up with what a wonderful gift you are to the rest of us. See, without you encouragers out there, quietly getting around and blessing the rest of us, the rest of us just wouldn't be what we are today. Do you realize that Mr. or Mrs. Encourager, with a capital E, God has given you such an incredible and special gift, and to the rest of us who in our hearts now recognize the encouragers that God put along our paths, gee, we should go and thank those people and validate them and recognize them for what they are, God's gift to us. When we head down the wrong path, when we become downcast, when we lose faith, they draw alongside and bring Jesus right into the middle of that place. It's a bit like that Bette Midler song, "You Are the Wind Beneath My Wings." It must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine. That's your way. You always walked a step behind. So I was the one with all the glory while you were the one with all the strength. A beautiful face without a name for so long. A beautiful smile to hide the pain. Did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I would like to be, I can fly higher than an eagle because you are the wind beneath my wings. That's what encouragers are like. What an amazing gift. So often, the gifts and abilities that God's given to his people like you and me, are still there, but they're dormant. With all my heart, I believe that God wants you to be all that he made you to be, to use those gifts and abilities for his glory. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Rekindling the Flame, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you do just that, to become all that God made you to be. So, to request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so please don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.